This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. Three recent developments are causing some analysts to ask just how much trouble the United States faces in Iraq. American soldiers have been killed at an accelerating rate. There's confusion about U.S. efforts to end the violence in places like Fallujah. And photos of abused Iraqi prisoners have outraged the Arab world. NPR's Mike Schuster reports on what those setbacks mean.
One prominent analyst of the war in Iraq yesterday circulated a paper that began with the following words: "It may not be as apparent in the U.S. as it is in the Arab world, but several weeks of travel in the region indicate that the course of the fighting in Fallujah and Najaf is being perceived as a serious U.S. defeat. Even analysts who are not willing to go that far are astonished at recent developments, such as the confusion among Marine commanders in Fallujah over which former Iraqi general to appoint there to quell the insurgency."
I'm amazed that we're not farther along and better at this after a year of being in Iraq.
John Alterman is the director of the Middle East program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. He says it shouldn't have been hard to determine that Iraqi General Jassim Saleh, whom the Marines picked last week to calm the situation in Fallujah, played a key role in putting down past Kurdish and Shiite insurrections against Saddam Hussein's government. Now, although the new U.S. favorite in Fallujah, former General Mohammed Latif, had been imprisoned by Saddam Hussein, he's not from Fallujah and may have little credibility there, Alterman says.
This was always the problem moving into Iraq, that for an outsider to come into Iraq, it's like a hall of mirrors. You don't know who to trust, you don't know what people's backgrounds are, and when you think you found somebody you can listen to, it turns out that they have a whole history and a series of affiliations that you didn't know, but everybody in Iraq knows.
There is also confusion about the continued role of the Marines in Fallujah. Over the weekend, news reports showed Marine units pulling back from the city, suggesting an end to the siege. But General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, contradicted that in TV talk show appearances.
First of all, the Marines have not withdrawn from Fallujah. They are not withdrawing from Fallujah.
Analysts say it is not clear now just who in the U.S. government and military is making key decisions about what to do in Iraq and how to handle the insurgency. General Myers asserted that Iraq-based commanders will determine who key Iraqi allies will be.
We'll let Baghdad do that process. Obviously, it's not going to be in anybody's best interest to put somebody that was connected to the former regime and atrocities to put him in charge out there. That's not the kind of partnership we're looking for. But we are looking for a partnership where Iraqis with, in this case, U.S. Marines, work the situation in Fallujah.
But John Alterman says U.S. civilian and military leaders, both in Baghdad and in Washington, do not share the same assumptions or trust the same sources of information.
This strikes me as one of the problems of not having a clear chain of command in the government, is that when people in the government have different perspectives, they never get reconciled. These differences get perpetuated and perpetuated, which at some point makes it very, very difficult to get things done operationally on the ground.
The Bush administration has reversed itself numerous times on small and large aspects of Iraq policy. Analysts are worried that there is not a strong hand either at the White House or in Iraq, with the National Security Council, the Pentagon, the State Department, the CIA, and the Coalition Provisional Authority in Baghdad all putting forth different views of what should happen.
I don't see any single guiding force behind this all.
Graham Fuller was vice chairman of the National Intelligence Council at the CIA and a longtime analyst of Persian Gulf affairs.
In effect, the United States is now more the problem than it is the solution.
Fuller argues that the United States now faces only bad options in Iraq. Either the U.S. stays and sinks deeper and deeper into the civil conflict in Iraq, or it withdraws quickly, leaving chaos and turmoil behind. In either case, he says, the goals that the Bush administration set out for Iraq are no longer attainable.
We can no longer count on Iraq as a pro-American center of pro-American feeling in the region, a basis for U.S. operations in the region, a swing producer of oil in the region to replace Saudi Arabia, a country with normalized ties with Israel. All of those things, I think, are now by the boards.
And Fuller maintains any Iraqi government that is installed after June 30th, if it is to have credibility within Iraq, is certain to distance itself from the United States and now may even go as far as demanding the withdrawal of U.S. troops. Mike Schuster, NPR News.